Have you ever wondered, no matter how hard you try, it seems like nobody is responding to your social media posts, nobody's buying your art, and you're completely frustrated with how to get that to work for you? Listen, you're not alone, and I'm going to answer that question right now on 5-Minute Mentoring. Have you ever wanted to have someone in your life who you could ask real questions about your art, your business, and even your walk with the Lord? Well, that's exactly what we do every Friday here on 5-Minute Mentoring, where I answer one question from one of my awesome podcast listeners in order to help you start really thriving as the artist you know God created you to be. Well, hey there, I'm so excited about this podcast today because this is the very first, the very first episode we're doing of 5-Minute Mentoring. Every Friday, listen, this is going to be so much fun. Every Friday, I'm going to be picking one question from one of you guys, my awesome podcast listeners, and answering that right here on the podcast. And here's the cool thing. Matt, where are you going to get the questions from? We're actually going to get them not only from our Facebook group, all right, the Thriving Christian Artists, which is free. You can join and go join right now to get on that. Or you can go directly to my website, which is matttommymentoring.com/podcast. And you'll see a little widget there that says, record a message for Matt. This is so cool. All you have to do is click on that, no matter if you're on mobile or on your desktop, record an audio message, and it's going to send it to me. We're going to play your message on the podcast. What? And then you're going to be able to be on the podcast. You'll get featured. You'll get a little what? Shout out. It'll be awesome. And then I'll get to answer your question directly. All right. This is going to be so much fun. And I love it because it's going to give me the opportunity to respond to the things that are really bugging you and are, you know, frustrating you in your art business, your spiritual life, your life as an artist, your business life, whatever it is. I'll be answering those questions. Listen, we've been doing this for years. I actually do this every week in our mentoring program where I answer everybody's question every week, every Thursday. And it is so valuable for people. And so we're going to be doing that once a week here every Friday and choosing one question for 5 minutes, answer that for you, and hopefully giving you a huge amount of value for that. All right. So our first question, I need a trumpet or something. I got to get a sound effect. But our first question is from somebody named Rebecca, who's in our Facebook group. Rebecca, this is your question. And she says, this is so funny, I had to laugh when I read it, but she said, Matt, where in the world can you offer free drinks and gourmet food on a Saturday night, advertise the heck out of it, and have nobody show up? Answer, an art opening in Wisconsin, especially one where the artist has to drive an hour and a half to get over there after hauling 30 paintings and 30 baskets. Okay, rant over. Well, Rebecca, listen, I get it. And my podcast listeners get it. We all get it as a community. That can be really, really frustrating. But one of the things I want to say in this session with you is, and to everybody, is this. Nobody responds to you and nobody buys your art because they need it. And nobody buys your art because they have to have it. And nobody buys your art or cares about what you're doing just because you're an awesome person. I know, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. This was hard for me. It's hard for a lot of us because we think, oh my gosh, I'm an artist. God made me an artist. I've got this awesome thing. I want to get it out to the world. And nobody seems to care about it. And so that can be really, really frustrating. And in fact, the enemy uses this as one of the big ways to paralyze people and to shut them down. And so we just want to expose that here and be like, you know what? That is not the end of your story, Rebecca. And it's not the end of anybody's story who's dealing with that. People buy art and people, develop interest in artists, not because of need and not because they're supposed to, but because of relationship. Listen, I always tell people in the mentoring program, no connection, no sale. So it's all about developing an authentic connection with your audience over time. So how do you do that? Well, number one, I would say you got to know who and where your audience is. All right. Who's giving yourself a best guess, you know, of where to start? Who is the audience that you believe is the best target for your work? All right. And then number two, you got to begin to understand where they are. All right. where are they playing? Where are they, shopping? Who are the other people they're doing business with? All right. I call these intersection points. All right. Places that you can intersect them through social media, through strategic partnerships, exhibits, referrals, anything like that. All right. You got to get in front of these people. And if you can do it through a relationship, that is huge. And then number three, you got to know what they like about your work and where that potential connection is, because otherwise you're just kind of shooting in the dark. So you got to really listen to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, who is my client? Show me who's responding to my work and why they like my work, and begin to really listen and take notes. As you do that over time, you'll begin to get an idea of what we call the avatar. Who is that avatar? And then you can begin to develop relationship with them. See, once you know this, you know, all these things, and this is a process over, you know, months that this takes, sometimes years. But as you do that, and it takes experimentation and it takes testing and measuring and all of that. But once you begin to do that, you start to develop those connections and doing things that are going to keep you in front of those people over time. All right. Why? Not only for the purpose of a purchase, but even before that is for the purpose of conversation and connection, which is the whole point of marketing. See, marketing is not always about, I went to a show, I ran an ad, I did this on Facebook, and then somebody bought. All right. See, your social media, Facebook Live, Instagram, email newsletter, blog, website, special appearances, open studio, whatever, all of those are, yes, potential sales opportunities, but they're primarily opportunities to find and develop relationship with, to speak with, all right, your client, and listen to what's important to them about what you do. And listen, we talk about this all the time in the mentoring program, and people that do this, that is, develop connection and develop relationship before they start asking for the sale, see huge, huge, huge results. That's how I've built my art business over the years to six figures and multiple six figures for many years. It absolutely works. All right. So Rebecca, I hope that encourages you. And for anybody out there that's trying to figure out why is nobody responding, it's probably because you've not made that connection. All right. Hey, I love you very much. Be sure to review and subscribe to the podcast so other folks can know about it. And also, listen, if you've got a question for me, I'd love to answer it. Just go to matttommymentoring.com/podcast and record a message for me. And who knows, you might hear yourself right here on the 5-Minute Mentoring Podcast every Friday. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.